Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, did you know, I know that you like, biographies.
Yeah.
Especially those that are factually accurate, that American Underdog is coming out on Christmas Day. Do you know what that one is?
Kurt Warner, right?
Kurt Warner. Yeah, Christmas Day. You know who else is going to be in that movie? Now, I think it's played by somebody else, but it'd be the second time he's been in a movie.
Dick Vermeil.
What other movie was he in?
Probably Invincible.
Invincible, that's
probably,
right.
Probably. Just,
yeah, yes. Yes. Vince
played
Papali.
By Greg Kinnear in that one.
Yes.
In American Underdog, he's been played by Dennis Quaid.
Do you think this one will be historically and factually accurate?
No, but I'll still watch it, I think, this one.
Then
why
won't
are you
going
to watch this one?
Why are you picking and choosing why you're going to watch this one?
Because I think they just, for Invincible.
Why not watch Rudy?
Well, Rudy's a Notre Dame thing more than anything else.
Yeah, but you keep talking about it. It's not factually accurate and Invincible.
But the Rudy thing has nothing to do with being factually accurate.
Okay, what about Invincible?
Invincible, it's because they completely exaggerated. I mean, it wasn't.
It's not possible in an American Underdog?
I'll wait to see the reviews, okay?
Here's what actually, American Underdog in the Super Bowl, it's against the Brady and Belichick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if it is, Tony? What will you do?
I'll watch it.
Now, I've seen the trailer, and they actually show him working at Walmart.
Yeah, which he did, right?
Yeah.
No, he just worked at a local supermarket.
Yeah, I don't know if it was Walmart. Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. But I mean, the story.
Yeah, bagging groceries.
I assume they'll show arena football footage and things like that.
They might.
He also runs the Wildcat in a play.
Who's playing his wife?
Anna Paquin?
Oh yeah, Anna. I remember when she was a little kid. She played the. She won an Academy Award for the piano, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and she was also in the. Greg, help me out.
Rogue X-Men.
Yes.
I think what it comes down to with Stoney, why he hates Invincible, is that it's not that just you stretch the truth. You stretch the truth with my beloved Philadelphia Eagles.
That's part of it. Yes.
I guess Rocky. Well, Rocky's not real.
Right.
Yeah.
But here's the thing with the thing with Invincible is
they got a statue.
They made it seem like they just picked this guy off the street, and the next thing you know, he's a Philadelphia Eagle.
Well, he did go to tryouts, right?
He played in the
if
World
you watch the movie, it took quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, he was a bartender, wasn't he?
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
But he played in the World
Football. And he went through the tryouts?
He played in the World Football League.
Yeah, but
before.
Wasn't the NFL. I mean, there's a lot of guys that played in college.
He played professional football with like Larry Zonka and Jim, that league against the Detroit Wheels, who played in Eastern Michigan, I think is where they used to play.
How long was he out of football after that?
That I don't know. Oh. I don't know.
All right, so Stoney, assignment.
Yes.
First off, on the record, just people don't know, you are Jewish.
Yes.
You disclosed to me off the record or off the air last week that you actually have done the Chinese restaurant thing, which I thought was just a total made up bit.
Oh, no, because on Christmas, Chinese restaurants are open, and where if Jews want to go eat, where are they going to eat?
Well,
Chinese
you could cook.
Well, that too, yes.
Of course. So well, Christmas Day, yeah. American Underdog. Go watch and then a review that Monday. Now, I don't believe John's in that Monday, but just for me, I just want to hear what you think. I want you to pick it apart.
American Underdog. Christmas Day? I'm flying back Christmas Day. That's a Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So the 27th will be the first day of work.
Yeah.
We have the Lions game on the 26th.
Well, that week, we're going to do a review of American Underdog
I'll watch it through
Stoney's eyes.
I'll watch it.
Mm-hmm. Like factual inaccuracies. Absolutely.
Yes. I'd like all the details. I'll make sure to tune in.
Now, his wife, Brenda, in this movie, does not have short hair.
Oh, she had the Susie Powder look? Remember that?
They can't even get the look
joking,
right.
By the way.
Can't even get the look right. We know there's going to be inaccuracies.
I get it. I don't know.
It's the exaggerations you don't want.
Yes. But I've come around on other things. I mean, look, a lot of stuff is I've learned. I learned my lesson, okay? I know the Untouchables, okay? Al Capone and all that stuff, that was exaggerated.
How come they didn't show his pick six against Ty Law?
Are they going to show Trent Green getting hurt?
Probably.
I would hope so.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of that's a major part of the story.
Yeah, damn right it is. Yeah, imagine if they don't. Oh, I'd go crazy.
I would imagine the movie ends after the 99 season. I actually was that it's not going to go on to a Super Bowl loss.
Probably not, but you never know.
But it's all part of the story.
Yeah.
Like, it's a part of the American underdog story.
I mean, seriously, I love his story. All kidding aside.
It is a great, I bet
the movie doesn't do it justice. I'm kind of just guessing that from afar.
It's only, what, 90 minutes, you said? Or 87 minutes? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so that's pretty short for a movie to go, especially the depth of his story. And I thought the great thing about his story was, actually, he solidified everything in Arizona.
Yes. He didn't play well for the Giants for the most part.
Right.
And he went to Arizona. Mm-hmm. Remember, the Lions beat him up there when he was with the Giants.
With the Giants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, in all your guys, you know, hijinks and hilarity about my feelings on,
We were making fun of your feelings.
You know, it's okay.
We kind of were, I guess.
Yeah. I saw the Will Smith movie, King Richard.
I'm halfway through it.
It's really good.
So far, yeah, I would agree. So far,
it's really, really good. Yeah. And in doing a little research, they say it is really, really accurate.
Really?
From the, like, uniform, I won't call it a uniform, the clothing attire that she wore in her first match as a pro. I mean, they had everything down, and the actresses, they even taught them grips, right grips to hold, like Serena and Venus. It was, Will Smith was, I think it's one of his best roles ever.
Could be. I mean, like I said, I'm halfway through it, and it's been outstanding so far. I
know we got to redo the Will Smith poll.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Yeah.
That's right. This summer.
We didn't finish that.
I never saw. He was. He played Cassius Clay,
Muhammad Ali. Yeah, absolutely.
I never saw that movie. Was it pretty accurate, Stoney?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
It was good, or it was
every
accurate.
Biopic, I want to get Stoney's accuracy meter.
Yeah, okay.
I'm obsessed with this, by the
1 to 10 Stonies.
Exactly. I've become like, this is one of my favorite things about Stoney, seriously, is that he just picks apart, based on a true story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've learned. I'm going to sit back and enjoy.
If people didn't hear when we were out, because this all centers on Invincible, like we said before, with Vince Papale or is it Papale? I don't know.
Papale.
So we're out in Vegas like 6 weeks ago or whatever. We see somebody in the casino wearing a Vince Papale jersey.
Autographed Vince Papale jersey.
Like the timing of us walking through where we weren't staying, by the way, just a different casino and seeing that.
It was at the
Circa.
It was at the Stadium Swim.
Yeah.
Outside. It's like 70 degrees out. This guy's wearing, because the Eagles were playing that Thursday night.
Right.
And he's wearing a Vince Papale autographed jersey. That was pretty funny.
It's like the stars aligned perfectly. Uh-huh.
I know.
And as we were sitting poolside, and Stoney is bathing in the pool, and there's Vince Papale right behind him. I mean, it could not have lined up any better. It was amazing.
I know, and you couldn't get that shot, huh?
I couldn't get the shot, no, but I was fumbling around for my camera before I got it out. Then Stoney had moved, and then, Mr. Papale moved, and it just was hard to get all of the stars aligned. But they did for one moment in time.
Yeah.
The stars aligned.
Well, we interviewed him on Radio Row 1 year, didn't we, Gov?
Yeah, I can't believe you did it.
Well, I think it was before the movie.
Before the movie, it was promoting the movie.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
So, how inaccurate is this movie?
Why did you do it?
Yeah. Are you okay
you
with the inaccuracies?
Story?
Yeah.
I'll have to ask Mark Wahlberg that if I ever see Mark Wahlberg.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What would the first question have been? I'm sorry, but.
Yeah. Great movie, but you know what? You know,
I'm sorry, but I just can't get behind this.
You played for the Philadelphia Bell. How come that wasn't in the movie?
Well, yeah, maybe. Hey, we're just waiting for the director's cut. Maybe it was. It just got cut out.
You know what? That's a great point. You know,
can't make that movie 3 hours.
No.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.